Okay, I should correct. First of all, Mazel Tov, Asaf Nachas, and Mirz Hashem. It's Ilu Nishvas, Sigal, Bas, Roy, Ubas, Sheva. Oh, Mirz Hashem, the Shom Zalman Aliyah. Oh, so Avada, today is a very chashuv day as well, right? Today's Kibushvas. You know, it's Rosh Hashanah Leilonis. It's Rosh Hashanah Leilonis. Right? It's a Hilgat Tog. I think the Rishon Rebbe would say Agut Yar on Tu Bishvat. Why? Because Adam is Doimer Leilon. You know, there's also a Gittar, even though Be'etzim of Adam is Nidoin, you know, B'Tishrei, at the end of the day, there isn't a Bechina of a person who's down in this day. Okay, no Shaykhus to Yisrei. But Yisrei, Yisrei says, you know, he heard Yisrei came. He was very, very excited. Rashi tells us, but Yishma Yisrei, Mashmo Shoma, Kis Yamsuf, Mechav Samolek. And very interesting, he says that he went El HaMidbar. The Pasuk tells us, V'yava Yisrael choysem Moshe v'vanav v'ishlay el Moshe el hamidbar. Rashi tells us. Rashi actually asks the question. Afon yoidim shabim midbar haya. We already know that Klal Yisrael was in the midbar. So why would the Torah tell us that Yisrael went out to the midbar? Ella b'shvachis shal Yisrael dibra kasi. The pasuk is telling us a great praise about Yisrael, how he was willing to do what? Sheyoyish bechvayda shal olam. Even though he had such honor in the world, he was such a coveted, such a level of respect, such level of recognition. At the end of the day, not Beliboy. He was so inspired by what he heard. Let's say Salam Midbar Makam Toyu, to go out to a place of a Makam Toyu. Makam Toyu, the Pasuk means, the Toyu Vavoy. What does it mean? It was nothing. This place, there's nothing going on in the Midbar. And yet, that means it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be challenging. But nonetheless, his desire to do what? The Shmoya Divir Toyu took him so to such an extent that he went from Makam. Of the makam of covet and godless, that he went out to the midbar because he wanted to hear Torah. Beautiful, sounds amazing. However, though, if you look at the next end of the pasuk, if you continue in the pasuk, it says, "V'yisaper Moshe lechayisnoi is kol asher osa Hashem leparoi b'mitzray va'oydus yisrael is kol haklo Hashem b'mitzosim b'derech v'yatzil Hashem." Says the Hilga, you know, pasuk Rashi tells us again, "V'yisaper Moshe lechayisnoi." Why in the world is Moshe telling him over? I mean, we already know Shom Yisrael Shama. I mean, he heard some things, but why is Moshe telling it over again? So if he didn't know, fine, then Rashi would have said that. Because why? There are some details he needed to fill him out on. It's not the pshat. Rashi says, Lim sheiches liboy, the carver la Torah. He wanted to be mamshech his lev to bring him close to Torah. This is a baraf sanigra. This is a shayla gadol. I don't understand. Why do we call Moshe Rabbeinu Rabbeinu? Because he was the best rabbi. He was the best mechanech. Hashkafri shayla, and it's only a shayla on me, not a shayla on Moshe Rabbeinu. But it sounds like he has no idea how to do chinuch. Chas v'shalom to say that, right? Obviously, it's not true, because what does that mean? If somebody comes to you, you know, you'll say you opened up a sniff of Kiruv in a chvis in Phoenix, Arizona, and a guy comes into the koil one day and he says, "Rabbi, my job made me work on Shabbos. I just quit. My house was out to the Eruv. I just moved into the Eruv. My wife is a shiksa. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I'm in the parsha, right? Right? Oh, so the rabbi would say, whoa, slow down. Have you heard about this idea called Judaism? You'd say, this rabbi has no idea what he's talking about. The mamash in front of him. If someone's already mucham in a zoom, and this person's already ready to go. So this is mamash exactly what happened with Yisrael. Yisrael went out, El HaMidbar, Malkam Toyu, El Shmaya Divrei Torah. He left everything. And yet, Moshe said, whoa, slow down. He's telling over everything because Lahamshich Libar the Karvat Torah. What? It seems to be a little bit disconnected from what he's seeing in front of him. Oh. So what's the pshat? Kenzai the Pshat is like this. When somebody's inspired, oh, it's gevaldig gezach. People are inspired. Mamash amazing. They're willing to do a lot of amazing, crazy things for that level of inspiration. But what happens, Nagid, 10 minutes later when the inspiration leaves? Let's say even 10 years later when the inspiration, it got you to 10 years. That was enough inspiration to get you to where you are now. But what happens once that inspiration has worn off, it's dissolved? There's a lot of people like this, Lavdil. You know, people were flew in from America during October 7th or after October 7th. They were willing to stay in the desert for hours, sitting in tents. And all of a sudden, at a certain point, it's like, this is not the Hamptons, you know? I enjoyed the Hamptons a lot more. I enjoyed the Upper West Side. I enjoyed London a lot more than I do the sitting in, you know, in Nigeria helping out with the AIDS epidemic. Whatever it is. Like whatever hurricane, you know, the flavor of the month hurricane that came in. There are people that are like this. There are people who mamash go from cause to cause to cause, but nothing ever is moishich them. And l'chayr, that's the pshat by Yisrael. Yisrael was somebody, because he says, "Ati yadati, now I know. Now I know. He says, and he says, Baruch Hashem. Now he realizes Hashem is Hashem Elohim. Wait, you can't. You went to the Midbar. Lishmaya Devar Torah. At that point, you already heard. Why? Because Yisrael was, in a sense, like Kemen Zagin, had the attitude of being a thrill seeker. He heard something amazing. Oh, I got to run towards it. Chazal tell us that he went. He lo yinicha. He did not leave one Avodah Zarah in the entire world. He went to every single cause, but nothing was meishich him. Nothing actually was kept him there. Rosh Rabbeinu, the Gresta Machanech, he knows his shver a little better, right? Maybe the money coming to the bank only came every so often. He was inspired. The money would come to the bank, but otherwise, it never really came in consistently. But Moshe Rabbeinu, the Machanech HaGadol, Moshe Rabbeinu understood, no. Do you know how you keep somebody in? It's not here, it's here. It's the Kiruv in the Torah. It's the Shaychus to the Torah. L'hamshich liber l'kaver l'Torah means to put it into something concrete, something practical. Something that's more than just speaking to hear, like I said, in the heart, but speaking and to the emotions, but speaking much more to the intellect. Because the truth is, most of life is there are times you're going to be inspired, and there are times you're not going to be inspired. And what do you do in those types of situations when you're not inspired? What keeps you still in the what they call the mizgeret, in still the day to day grind, the tzura? That's what keeps you in. The tzura is what keeps a person shaykh. So that means that coming to Seder, whether you feel good or you don't feel good, this is the most for the good. Yeah. This is whether or not you're pumped and your mom's ready to go and the sugya is speaking to you and your mom's excited about you're so ready to... But what about it when it's like a real sugya? I don't know if Chassid Shalom to say the opposite, but like it's getting you going. You didn't really understand it the first day. And then on top of that, we have the mafarshim. Your mom's don't understand it. And now comes right up day. Oh, you're born in Shalom, right up day. Oh, Chassid Shemayim, right up day is the day where Kinnan HaTorah is Shaykh. That's when Torah's brother, Mamash can be nikna. Why? Because it's when a person pushes himself, even if they don't feel it, they still do it. Because when you do it when you don't feel it, you'll do it when you feel it. It'll keep you Shaykh to everything. And that's what Yisro understood, that Yiddishkeit touches upon all elements. No, Yisro understood.
Oh, now
we understand. Yisro, once he understood through the fact that Moshe taught him that, hey, wait a minute, this is a lot more deeper than just another thrill, another moment to find something new. It kept him. It's the Pasu Yoyser, depending. Okay, anyway. Yeshua Koyach, Tiskum, Mrs. Gershavis.